Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Mark James.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C, James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s. Phony Michelle. I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career. Chris Frail. I've known Michael Irvin for 16, 17 years. University of Miami fam. We're good like that.
Kyrie Irving.
I'm very good friends with Steph Curry, as you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout out to Charles Manson.
Next star here at WEEI. That, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward. I'm going to call him Brad Farrell because he's actually John Farrell without a ring.
Be honest, and I think one thing.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Kyrie Irving. You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, happy Friday, everyone. We are live. The 25 for 25 marathon is over. Or actually, should I say, the 25 for 100K marathon is over. As all of you who participated and did whatever you could, contributed way over the amount of what was initially the goal for Christian Fourier, which was $25,000, you guys went up to $100,000. So I want to say on behalf of WEI and Entercom Radio, thank you very much for everything coming together as a community and everybody supporting the fight against diabetes and support of the American Diabetes Association. So let me just start off and say thank you very much. Now, did you watch this? Let's just get right into, I said my, greetings and salutations. Did you just see this ish? Did you just see the brawl in Cleveland between the Steelers and Browns? Did you see this?
Rudolph will dump it off to the left side. Trey Edmonds, the catch, sprints out of bounds. And a fight at the 9-yard line. Flags are thrown. The Browns and the Steelers, and Garrett just threw a punch. And Pittsburgh retaliating. Marquise Pouncey was kicking in there, and flags are flying with 8 seconds left. The Steelers are running from the sideline to join in.
Well, it's really ugly, and I have no idea what Myles Garrett is thinking. He brings down Mason Rudolph, and when they're on the ground, something is done or said, and Garrett loses it, rips the helmet off of Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph gets up and starts going towards Myles Garrett. You cannot take another man's helmet off and then swing it at his unprotected head. I will be shocked, Ian, if Myles Garrett is not suspended for at least one game.
Oh, one game. Dude, Myles Garrett should be locked up in jail right now down in Cleveland. I'm not kidding you. I'm not trying to be sports talk radio guy and be hyperbolic here on the air and a prisoner of the moment with an overreaction mentality. No, that guy should be put in jail. Seriously, that's felony assault on Myles Garrett, who was the number one pick in the draft a few years ago out of Texas A&M. Are you kidding me? Holy crap. Wow. I mean, Mason Rudolph, he had his worst game ever. Dude, for the NFL, who has done everything they can to what? Curb and mitigate concussions. This is to me, I mean, nothing is worse than hitting a woman. Okay, the Ray Rice video is like the worst thing I've ever seen in my life of like what anybody did to another human being. There's nothing worse than that. But I have to tell you, whew, this was bad, man. It was a bad look for the NFL. And for somebody who loves and goes by the moniker, Make Football Violent Again, this was absolutely preposterous. And it really just sort of set the clock back on the NFL. That when you talk about concussions and you talk about cleaning up the game, and listen, first of all, what Myles Garrett did by basically ripping the helmet right off of Mason Rudolph's head, okay? Doing that, what, like, that's enough to give you whiplash and have all types of a stinger. That's bad enough. But then he took his helmet because Mason Rudolph was still going at him, because Mason Rudolph had every right to go at him, and he took his helmet and swung it and nailed him right in the head. And Mike Tomlin was asked about it after the game, and he will not comment on it. He didn't want to get into it. I have to tell you, Mike Tomlin showed much more restraint than I would have if I was the coach of the Steelers. But this was barbaric, man. I mean, you can go back to the days of Deacon Jones and Dick Butkus and Ray Nitschke, Jack Tatum, the assassin. This was, wow. I mean, it was felonious, dude. It was a felony assault. Mason Rudolph couldn't do anything. He didn't even have his helmet on. And Garrett took his helmet, and he was coming at him, but like, you know, drop the helmet. He doesn't even have a helmet on. It's sort of like you could have used your hands. Fine. You took the helmet and swung it like it was a weapon. Ouch. And I hope Mason Rudolph is okay. He should be placed in concussion protocol right now. But if you're just watching this game, I want to get your thoughts on this, because I was just like, holy crap. And it resulted in a major brawl, and it's a bad look for the NFL, a worse look for the Cleveland Browns, and even a more worse look for Myles Garrett. Oh, dude, you are public enemy number one right now, and you are trending worldwide. Holy crap. Wow. I couldn't believe when I saw this what was going on. I really couldn't. I mean, so the NFL, due to his past reputation and things that in transgressions and things that he's done on the field, the NFL just basically completely suspended and blackballed Vontaze Burfict from the Raiders. So I'm not even kidding you. He should be suspended 3 games. 3 games. That's all I'm saying. Plain and simple. If you're watching this and you just saw what I saw, I mean, it's almost like you're watching this and you can't believe what you're seeing. It is unreal. I am astounded. And I love the old school NFL. I grew up on Andre Tippett and Lawrence Taylor, and Dexter Manley, you know, Lester Hayes, and then Deion Sanders. And the dude that used to play for the Minnesota Vikings, whose name escapes me right now, John Randall. I grew up on these guys, but this is, dude, when you're taking you got somebody else's helmet and you swing it around. And Mason Rudolph, I mean, man, thank God you're okay, dude. He should definitely be placed in concussion protocol. It's a bad look for the NFL.
Mark, did you hear when they were talking about the play on the call, did you hear the Houston Astros were in the stadium? Did you hear that?
No.
You cannot take another man's helmet off and then swing it at his unprotected head. I will be shocked, Ian.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, Brian. I like that. That's pretty funny. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, was Alex Cora there too? No?
I don't think so. No? But if people don't think he had anything to do with it, they're sadly mistaken.
Oh, please. Dude, there's, yeah, Alex Cora. Oh, God. He was definitely part of it. I don't need, just like I'll tell you right now, the car receipt of Big Poppy buying his mistress an $85,000 Lexus from somewhere here in Boston, I don't need a videotape to see Big Poppy in bed with this woman to know what was going on behind Big Poppy's wife's back. Everybody in this town wants to sit here and they want to genuflect and get down on their knees and worship on Big Poppy is shady. That's what he's big shady. That dude, I'm sorry, but not to get off topic here. I got to get your thoughts on this, folks. 617-779-7937. A lot of things to get to. Also, we have some sound today of when Bobby Orr came on this station and it's gone viral on what he had to say about his former coach of the Bruins, Don Cherry, and how Don Cherry was fired by Sportsnet. He was on with OMF and Christian's 25th and a half hour on the air. And here's the great one, number four, Bobby Orr.
I heard Dale say this a couple of hours ago, and I've said the same thing for years. There's nobody better that I've ever met in professional sports than this guy, Bobby Orr, even though he busts my balls every once in a while. But I got to tell you, everybody seems to know that everybody loves Bobby Orr. We're watching Don Cherry the other night on Tucker Carlson's show on Fox News. He's taking all sorts of heat up there in Canada. First thing he says is, "Hey, Tucker, Bobby Orr's watching right now. He's kind of using you to get out of this mess." What did you think?
I think, first of all, I mean, I'm not going to get in a long thing here about Grapes. I know Grapes better than anybody. He's not a bigot and he's not a racist. You guys, Glenn, you know him.
I do.
This guy is the most generous, caring guy that I know. And what they've done to him up there is just disgraceful. It really is. It's a new world, I guess. The freedom of speech doesn't matter. But he's going to be fine. I talk to him every day, and Graves is going to be fine. And he's getting some nice calls from his friends here in Boston. He is getting some wonderful support. He really is. But he's hurt, but he's going to be fine. Graves is going to be just fine.
All right, Bobby Orr, very well said. And one of the biggest, if not arguably the biggest, icon in Boston sports history, at least this side of Tom Brady. Number four, Bobby Orr, greatest defenseman in NHL history. And a guy, I all I know is this. You're not going to find a more reputable character or individual predicated on character, integrity, and everything that you would want your son to grow up and be like than Bobby Orr. And he's right. Don Cherry is not a bigot. He's not a racist. So what they did to him up there is disgraceful. I'm just echoing everything he said. Everything he said. Because Sportsnet in Canada, F you. Screw you for what you did to Don Cherry, an 85-year-old man who just, because he used something and said something that didn't come across and you want to go ahead and this cancel culture thing, world that we live in, and you want to go ahead and do that, screw you, Sportsnet. Screw you. Okay? There's that. So, thank you, Bobby Orr, for being the greatest. Thank you for being Boston and everything the Bruins are about. And thank you for being you, Bobby Orr, and speaking on behalf of being the unsilent majority on a legend like Don Cherry. Just kudos to Bobby Orr for saying that. And it's gone viral. It's picked up thing. But this Steelers-Browns thing, if you just saw it and you witnessed what I'm saying, I mean, this right now, folks, we are, I want you to understand that we are in a situation right now. This is now This is going to be one of those things that just transpired. If you were watching this game, and it took place between 11:40 and 11:46 p.m., because we're sitting here waiting for the game to end. The game should have been over at 11:40, and it didn't get over until like 11:48, 11:50, that Myles Garrett should be arrested, period. That's it. Felony assault with a deadly weapon. Or maybe not, definitely a weapon. I don't know if it's dead, but when a guy swinging that thing, to me, Brian, do you think that's a deadly weapon, swinging it, a guy with that power?
I think anything could be a deadly
weapon. Right, right, right. No, it really could. I could use this remote control right now, and it could be a deadly. Like, but yes, I mean, he should be charged with felony assault. I'm not kidding you. So, Myles Garrett, you just basically took the heat off of Antonio Brown and everybody else in the NFL who's ever done something that has to suffer from something. So your thoughts on that and what you witnessed. Could you imagine if Myles Garrett was a Patriot? Oh, my God. The FBI, CIA, Secret Service, you name it. They'd be up in Foxborough right now waiting to put a bunch of cop cars around waiting to put the silver bracelets on them and send them up to Walpole. 617-779-7937, right to the phones. Mark in New Hampshire, your thoughts on the brawl?
Yeah, well, first I want to say congratulations on your thing going on last night. But wow, that throwdown with the Browns tonight,
yeah,
that was crazy. I mean, all I can say is that man definitely needs to face charges, and the NFL needs to make a statement and kick right out of the league. And because I mean, these two teams got to face each other in 2 weeks.
I know,
that's crazy.
I know. Oh no, he can't play.
What are they gonna do?
He can't play in that. I think he should be suspended for 3 to 5 games. Doc, 3 to 5 paychecks, yeah, Mark. Yeah.
No less than 2. I mean, he can't go back and face them again.
No. The NFL needs to put their. I mean, and this is a. I know it's a heat of the moment. I get it. But there's certain things that you have to do, Mark. That's a deadly weapon. That's a deadly weapon, period.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
I mean, they consider a cell phone. You throw a cell phone at your girlfriend, you're going to go to jail. So what are you going to do about a helmet?
Right. A helmet. I mean, seriously, Mark. I'm not coming up here and just trying to get a reaction and play radio on the air. I'm not kidding you. If I was the district attorney in Cleveland, I would be looking at prosecuting. Now, that wouldn't be very popular if you want to get reelected, because Myles Garrett is is arguably the best defensive player or the best defensive player on that team, and they need him and all that. But you know what? You got to do what's right. That was egregious, Mark. That was despicable. Despicable.
Yeah, the right thing to do is make an immediate statement on,
yep,
kicking him out tomorrow morning. They got to make a statement.
Bingo. And I appreciate you listening, calling in, Mark, and contributing. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
You got it. 617-779-7937. Paul in Danvers. Hello, Paul.
Mark with a C. What's up, baby?
Yep. What's up, man?
Hey, so listen to this. I feel that this guy should minimum be sat out the rest of the season.
I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with that.
Not eligible to play at all whatsoever. The way I look at this, not trying to be funny, who's Pittsburgh's fourth-string quarterback?
Well, they got rid of Josh Dobbs. So, I don't, off the top of my head, I do not know that, to be honest with you. I don't know.
Right, okay.
Right.
For a public figure to play a game that you're getting paid millions of dollars to play,
mm-hmm,
and to try to intentionally hurt somebody like that, there's no excuse for it at all whatsoever. I'm going to hang up and listen, Mark. Have a great night.
Yeah. All right, Paul. Appreciate it. Adam Schefter also tweeted out Myles Garrett doing the unthinkable and unimaginable. It is ridiculous, man. Yeah, I said 3 to 5 games. Screw that. Paul, you know what? You're right. Screw. You know what? This dude, some guy who's got a blue check mark next to him, Kyle Juszczyk, San Francisco 49er fullback who went to Harvard, said Myles Garrett should not be allowed to play another snap this season. Jesus Christ. I mean, you got to be effing kidding me, man. effing kidding me? You know what? I mean, that is straight up. That is a felon. That's a felon committing a felony. A felony. You know? A felony. I cannot say that word enough. I don't know if you noticed what you witnessed tonight. I mean, that was horrific, dude. Absolutely horrific. And I just tweeted out, Myles Garrett should be arrested for felony assault with a deadly weapon, period. And there's no doubt. Screw you, dude, for what you just did, man. And I know Mason Rudolph sucked tonight, and I know he threw four interceptions, but Myles Garrett, man, that is, dude, Jack Tatum, Deacon Jones, Jack Lambert, Mean Joe Green, they think that was bad. They think that was Lawrence Taylor. You name the dirtiest players in NFL history, Andre Waters, you name them. That was awful. Absolutely awful.
Mark, let me ask you a question. When Marty McSorley hit Donald Brashear in the back of the head with a hockey stick, if that wasn't on the ice, would that have been a felony?
Of course.
But it's on the ice.
Right.
So what's the difference of where you do it?
Right. Exactly. No, there's certain things when you get in it. I mean, dude, Ron Artest got suspended for somebody who initially, oh, there's a sound right now. Hey, Brian, I hope we're rolling on Myles Garrett. He's on ESPN right now. He's getting asked about it. And you know what? I can't hear what he's saying, but I'm going to tell you right now, he doesn't look remorseful. He doesn't look contrite whatsoever. He just looks like, yeah, whatever. Like, dude, let me tell you something, bro. You've made everybody, for now, forget about Antonio Brown. Forget about Antonio Brown, but forget about guys like Ray Rice and Greg Hardy. You are now the poster child for violence. This is violence. It might not be domestic violence with a woman, but this is violence, period. Holy crap, man. Unbelievable. 617-779-7937. You've got to be... Woo! Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. 617-779-7937. My original midnight crazy, Wayne and Southie. What's up, Wayne?
Creep. You call me a creep, Mark King?
No. I said crazy. Crazy.
Oh, crazy. Yeah, you crazy. Think I'm crazy?
Yeah,
well,
in a good
some
way.
People think, well, crazy produced the other way is intelligence. Everybody says I'm crazy,
yep.
But I'm very intelligent.
They said
Mark.
The same thing about Albert Einstein, too, so you're in good
hands. Same as you. Me and you got a lot in common. I know that from, that's why I'm saying I always get along with you. But listen, that clown who just did that, he reminds me of Vontaze Burfict, the one who got kicked out of the league. So what do you think? They're going to kick him out of the league.
Yeah.
He's not going to go to jail or anything. That's like you said, it was a felony assault. Who did he hit, Rudolph?
Yeah, Mason, you didn't see it?
I was, I had the TV on, but I was cooking me around, egg and turkey and a little sandwich for myself.
All right, did you see the gym. Did you see the replay?
I seen him go over, and then I seen him hit him, and I go, whoa, and then everything just exploded.
All right, but you saw him do it with the helmet then?
Yes, when okay. He walked up with the helmet. That's a deadly weapon, like you just said, Mark, yep. No doubt about it. All my friends are cops, and I asked them, anything could be a deadly weapon. Your foot, I almost got 7 years in prison because I stomped on somebody in a fight because they were surrounding me. I come out of the thing, bar, so I don't go to bars no more. I know you got some good stories coming out of clubs.
Yeah,
right?
They weren't usually like that, though. They were more, let's just say, not suitable for a work on the air type thing. They were, they weren't, I've seen some things down in South Beach. Are we rolling on Myles Garrett, Brian?
Yeah, I believe so. During the break, I'm going to try and grab that.
Okay, good. Yeah, because he's been up there for a while. I wish we could almost like go live. He must like because he's been on ESPN now for a long time. I want to hear what he's got to say. Let's grab your thoughts on what you just saw. Steelers Browns. This thing has become a news story now. This is going to go CNN, Fox News Channel, MSNBC, CNBC, ABC World News, CBS World News, NBC World News. You name it. This has now become a news story. This is, oh boy, Roger Goodell will not be sleeping tonight. That's, I guess, if there's one silver lining in all of this, it's about Roger Goodell, whose bleep just hit the fan. And his Roger Goodell now is oh boy, they NFL is in complete damage control mode as we speak. Don is up next in Mashpee. What's up, Don?
Hey, yeah, I just want to say that.
Hey, by the way, Don, hold on one second before you say anything. Someone just texted in from the 508, said, what the F did Myles Garrett do? I'm just tuning in. Okay, so there was a fight. He sacked Mason Rudolph, and they were on the ground, and Mason Rudolph and him were going at it, and Mason Rudolph, sort of hit Myles Garrett's helmet. They were separated, and Myles Garrett kept holding on to Mason Rudolph's face mask, and then as that Myles Garrett was getting up off the ground, he kept holding on to Mason Rudolph's face mask. He ripped his helmet off of his head, which to me, oh my God, I forget about before we even get to the concussion, his neck has got to be killing from a stinger. And then he takes Mason Rudolph's helmet in his hand and smacks him over the head with it. And then, and to Mason Rudolph's credit, as they say in the wrestling business, he no-sold it. Like, he knows, so, like, he wasn't even hurt. He just looks at the refs like, what the F? So, Don, go ahead.
Yeah, I about the game tonight, you got kids looking up to these guys.
Yeah.
We wonder why the kids are so, messed up today. And they look at things like this and things going on in the world, and this is what they got to see. These guys are getting paid millions of dollars. And you're right. At the very minimum, he needs to be done for the year. At the minimum, let alone looking at other things. I mean, he. You're right. The heat is off of the rest of them, and he may have just totally messed up his career. I mean, my little guy looks up to these guys. This is not a good thing. And you can see why people. I've heard people going, I'm not going to the game because I refuse to fund these guys' salaries that act like this. So it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. But
no.
I just wanted to relay that. But you got kids watching this.
I know, man.
And,
Yeah.
I was hoping we were getting away from this stuff. But,
I know.
But maybe not.
I know. So. I know, dude. I know. It's a horrible look for the NFL, Don. Like, for a league, too, that has done everything they can. They ran a commercial tonight on this doctor who's come up with a system on trying to make the game safer, and they're 26% down on making the game safer on concussions and this, and then this is like the poster child. Here's the thing, and to ESPN right now, they got Garrett, it says colon, ripped Mason Rudolph's helmet off and swung it at his head. No. He didn't just swing it at his head. He bashed him over his head. Let's not, bury the lead here. He nailed him right on the top of his cranium. I mean, dude, he didn't just swing it. He connected. Connected, man.
Yep.
Wow.
It was intentional. I mean, you got accidents, and then you have this. This was totally avoidable and just unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Yeah, and by the way, if you're on Twitter, follow me on Twitter. My handle is Mark James, M-A-R-C James. I basically just put that Myles Garrett should be arrested for felony assault with a deadly weapon, period. So you want to go ahead and tweet at me, retweet, like it, do whatever you want. Follow me. My handle, M-A-R-C James there. But that was despicable. I will tell you, that is one of the most despicable acts. And you know, it's amazing. Listen, you don't condone any of that. And I guess the one thing from a Pittsburgh standpoint that they're pissed off because they lost and they dropped to 5-5. But I tell you, the only thing this does, it makes Mason Rudolph the sympathetic figure for a guy who threw 4 interceptions tonight for the hometown Steelers. So people now are like, hey, we lost the game. People are more right now irate with Myles Garrett than they are with Mason Rudolph for throwing 4 picks and costing them the game. Oh, man, bad look. We got to get that sound from Myles Garrett. We're efforting that right now. Now it's time for trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is what you're going to face in 2 weeks, and you anticipate there's going to be a different attitude feeling to that game when you guys are in Pittsburgh as a result of what happened tonight?
Yeah. I mean, there'll be a little bit more animosity, and a little bit more of a understood. Just, I don't know if you can call it hatred, but you know, however they feel about, you know, what happened. You know, it was an accident, but, you know, they're going to feel some type of way. You know, it was foolish on both parts, but, you know, they're going to protect their guy just like my guys are going to protect me. However, you know, that swings, and we play him again, and we'll see.
When you had a couple of rough injuries in your
that was Myles Garrett. You cut the sound. Yeah, okay. That was Myles Garrett. I want to hear what he said about the hit. So, you know, what do you think the game's going to be like in 2 weeks? Who gives a crap? What about the hit? That's what everyone wants to know about. Jesus, what a dumbass question. What do you think it's going to be like? What do you think it's going to be like, you idiot? Dumbass? Jesus. All right, 617-779-7937. We're going to screen all you calls, too, because I want to go right to you guys. So Brian's going to screen these right now. Let's go back to the phones. John is up next in New Hampshire. Hey, John.
Hey, great show so far.
Thanks, John.
So, listen, if I had done something like that at the place I work at, I'd be fired and arrested.
Right, of course, but...
That's workplace violence.
Yeah. And felony assault with a deadly weapon.
That's right.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a professional sports person in an arena or not. It's still assault, and you're at work. It doesn't matter anything else. You went crazy and you hit somebody with a helmet.
Yep. Vontaze,
he needs a little anger management.
Vontaze Burfict got suspended the whole season for doing something that pales into comparison. He didn't take his helmet off to, you know, like hit the other player for the Colts, and he got suspended for 12 games the entire season, John.
Right. It's ridiculous that they're even, you know, that somebody is saying, well, it's not really a big thing. Yeah, it is.
Oh, no, dude, this is a really big thing.
And the NFL
thing.
And the players' union should just say bye-bye.
Well, this season, I don't have an issue. If the NFL wants to make a statement and just say we cannot allow this in our sport, they will, quote, do the right thing, to quote Spike Lee, and they will suspend his ass for the rest of the year.
Yeah, they better.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I cannot imagine, because other people are going to say, well, he got away with that.
Right, right.
They got to set an example. That's something that they have to do, or people are going to lose respect for them.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I know, John. I know. I by the way, and I'm not kidding you, I tweeted out on Twitter, my handle, Mark James, M-A-R-C James, he should be arrested for felony assault with a deadly weapon, period.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a strong man, and that was a heck of a swing. He could have cracked somebody's jaw or skull real easy if it wasn't a professional sports person.
Right. And like you're saying, someone mentioned before that your cell phone, if you hit someone with your cell phone, that's considered a deadly weapon. This is a helmet, which has, oh my,
right.
And it coming at a velocity. Oh, it's just incredible. Thanks for the phone call. Let's keep it rolling. Napoleon in Brockton. What's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
There's no excuse in what Burfict did or what Myles Garrett did. But the people that are calling and say, well, you know, the kids are looking up to them. If any kid's looking up to athletes, the problem is with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest son is retired military. My youngest just turned 16. And I have two teenagers. They don't look up to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
They look up to themselves. They have the enough self-esteem to look to not look up at anyone.
Yep. Yep.
You know, my 17-year-old is a sophomore in college. He's not going to look up to any athlete or anybody else. You know, he's going to look to himself to be the best he can be.
Yeah, Charles Barkley said it best. Napoleon, thanks for the phone call. That athletes are not role models, and they should never be role models. He had a commercial campaign with it with Nike back in the early to mid-90s when he was with the Phoenix Suns, and he's never said it better. All right, so we have Myles Garrett.
Myles, you want to walk us through that final 8 seconds, that final play for you?
I really don't. And I made a mistake, and I lost my cool, and, you know, and I regret it. You know, it's going to come back to hurt our team. You know, the guys who jumped in the little scrum, you know, I appreciate, you know, my team having my back, but it just never got to that point. That's on me.
All right, no accountability, no sincerity, no remorse. A guy clearly doesn't get it. Just doesn't get it. Oh, my guys have my back. No, who cares? What about what you did? I know, don't get your teammates. You're the one who ripped another dude's helmet off of his head and then swung and nailed him right on the head. I mean, if that's not a cause for concussion, I don't know what is. I don't know what is. All right, we'll come back. Quick timeout. I see all you guys there. We will get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on the Steelers-Browns brawl, if you want to chime in on Bobby Orr and what he had to say about Don Cherry not being a bigot and not being a racist. We'll do that. Your manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, who's being implicated as being part of the Astros staff that was instrumental in cheating during the World Series 2 years ago. Uh-oh. Now people are going to ask, well, he cheated 2 years ago. Did he do anything last year? See that? You know, like, I don't know. I don't know. He cheated the year before. He cheated the year before. 617-779-7937. We'll come back with your phone calls next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do you feel you played the final game of the season tonight?
No clue.
It's been called embarrassing by your coach and I think your player. I mean, do you think that's a fair description of
it? Absolutely. You know, that is embarrassing. Now, what I did was I'm foolish, and I shouldn't have allowed myself to slip like that. That's out of character, but, you know, situation like that where, you know, it's an emotional game, like Larry said, and allow myself to fall into those emotions, you know, with that last play and what happened.
All right, that was Myles Garrett. That sounded a little bit more contrite than the other stuff that I heard. But bad look for him in the Cleveland Browns, not to mention the NFL. Oh, boy, this has become a news story, folks. This has become a news story. 617-779-7937, Brett and Agawam. What's up, Brett?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey.
Listen, lots to digest here, obviously. First of all, with Garrett's quote about it being an accident is a little weird, don't you think?
Oh, he did say that, didn't he? Did he say that, Brian?
He said it's an accident.
He called it an accident? You know what? It must have gone right over my... Was it just what you just heard, Brett?
Yeah.
All right, come back. Hold on, Brett.
By the way, let me just say
this. No. Hang on. Stop. Just pause for a second. I want to hear that quote again. Let's play it again, Brian. Go ahead.
Do you feel you played the final game of the season tonight?
No clue.
It's been called embarrassing by your coach, and I think your player. I mean, do you think that's a fair description of it?
Absolutely. You know, that is embarrassing. Now, what I did was I'm foolish, and I shouldn't have allowed myself to slip like that. That's out of character, but, you know, situation like that where, you know, it's an emotional game, like Larry said, and allow myself to fall into those emotions, you know, with that last play and what happened.
I didn't hear accident there.
No, neither did I.
Right, he does say it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to play the lawyer card because I am a lawyer, but it's not a deadly weapon like you've been calling it. It's a dangerous weapon.
Well, you know what? Okay, semantics. Fine.
No, it doesn't.
Right.
I'm not.
If you want to play semantics with me, fine. Okay, whatever.
Not at all. Okay. I was just.
All right, I gotta let you go. You put me on speaker. I cannot. If you put some. Listen, I know you guys want to multitask in the background. That's fine. When you hear me go to you, take your phone off speaker. I don't want to hear you on speaker. It is not sound good to the host or the audience. So you got to take me off speaker. I'm sorry. I highly doubt you're talking to your clients at 1 o'clock in the morning. Don in Greenfield. What's up, Don?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
Love the show.
Yeah.
I just wanted to agree with the assault thing you were talking about. Did you see the way he hit him with the head?
Yeah.
And as violently as he swung that helmet, luckily it caught him with the underside of the helmet and it didn't really affect him at all. Imagine if the helmet was flipped upside down and he hit him with the crown of the helmet, the very top of that very hard plastic helmet that's made to take a hit. That would have hurt that man.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he still hurt him. I mean, it's still like, you know, no matter what, it still hurt him. It still hurt him, period.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But he might not have walked off the field immediately after that.
No. I agree. I know. Oh, I agree. Listen, Don,
it was kind of a fortunate thing that the helmet was the way it was.
He should be placed in concussion protocol. I by the way, against my better judgment, I don't know why I'm going to do this, but I swear to God, I have a quick trigger finger. I'm going to go to Marcel in Brooklyn. Go ahead, Marcel.
Hey, Miles. Thanks for taking a call tonight.
My name's not Miles. It's Mark, you dumbass. Jelani in Brockton. Jelani, go ahead.
Hey, so I was watching the video on YouTube of exactly what happened, all the playback.
Yeah.
And I saw that Myles Garrett, when he tackled him, the guy tried to take off his helmet first, and it looks like he got upset and then took his whole helmet off.
Okay, but he swung at him.
Well, I mean, he probably was upset. He tried to take off his helmet first.
No,
like,
why would he take off his helmet if he was being tackled? I understand that, but I'm saying that he swung the helmet at Mason Rudolph when Mason Rudolph was coming at him and he had no way of doing anything to him. He didn't need to swing the helmet at his head. Are you trying to defend Myles Garrett here?
Yeah, I'm just saying, in the heat of the moment, the guy tries to take off your helmet. And then,
yeah, so you swing, you know, you swing a dangerous weapon at somebody else when they don't, they're coming, like, what are you laughing for? You think this is funny? Oh, by the way, I can't even deal with you. You know what? My future New York Times best-selling book, People Are Stupid. With that being said, let's go to Blair in Maine. Hey, Blair.
Hey, it's un-freaking believable. I watched it. You can't take somebody's helmet off in football and swing it at the quarterback's head, anybody's head. That is a felony. I'm with you, Mark, with the low C, capital C, whatever it is. That is not acceptable. You can't do that in football. If I did that in real life, I'd be in the back of a cop car, arrested, taken to jail, and never seen again. That is just something you can't do, and I'm with you. You can't take your cell phone and swing it at a lady. You can't throw it at a lady. It's just not acceptable, and he should not be on the field again this year.
You're right, Blair. You're absolutely right. That was a good phone call by Blair. Blair, you restored my faith in you. Anybody out there who is defending Myles Garrett, let me just tell you, you need help. You need a lot of help, psychologically, professionally, emotionally. You need help if you're defending Myles Garrett's action. Oh, well, his helmet got turned off. Listen, like, there's nothing Mason Rudolph could have done to hurt Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett still had his helmet on, and Mason Rudolph didn't have a helmet on. Like, how stupid can you be for thinking that? Thanks to Brian DeFelice. I'll be back on Saturday with Andy Hart on Mark and Hart, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.